rush, you're going to end up place there of graves in Israel. The valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. And it shall stop the noses of the passengers. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude. And they shall call it the valley of Haman Gog. That is the multitude of Gog. The 7 months, and 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, that they may cleanse the land. Forest Lawn couldn't hold them. Yea, all of the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown, the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. They shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury, with the passengers, those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth a man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, until the buriers have buried it in the valley of the multitude of Gog, Haman Gog. That's what it means. And also the name of the city shall be Hamanah. That is the multitude. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field. Assemble yourselves and come. Gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Ye shall eat the flesh of the mighty, birds and animals, and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats, of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken, of my sacrifice which I have sacrificed for you. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day forward. You know what follows? 40th chapter onward, the reconstituted temple, the reconstituted worship, the redivision of the land as we preached in the book of Ezekiel during the millennium. Who is it that comes to that great victory? Riding in victory with the Lord when He comes to destroy the beast, the false prophet, and the captains and kings of the earth that have gathered? We are. That's why Paul says, don't get disturbed. Don't think this tribulation has come. Man, you've just been dabbling around. There is tribulation the world gives, but the great day of God's wrath is that last 7 years, particularly the last 42 months, times and a half a time, 1,260 days, 3.5 years, when the final outpouring of God's wrath, when the heavens unleash their wrath and the mountains move and all those pestilences fall. And Antichrist reveals his real blasphemous nature. When the remnant has to flee, when Satan is brought down to earth and limited there, when the beast out of the abyss is unleashed, when the demons out of the abyss are turned loose, when the demon horsemen out of the Euphrates area are turned loose, when the gathering for Armageddon occurs, we're gone, friends. None of that can happen until that little horn comes up. None of that can happen until these 10 kings give their power to Antichrist. None of that can happen until he makes his covenant with the Jews. None of that can happen until the church is gone. Because that man of sin, his spirit of iniquity, is already at work in the land. But take comfort in the knowledge, he cannot come forth until that which restrains is taken out of the way. And only when the church is gone, caught up hither in Revelation 4:1, will these great and terrible days come. I'm 1 hour and 25 minutes today. Stand, please. There is a great day coming. I've only scratched the surface in this series. I'm sure you sense my frustration. as I leap to Ezekiel 38 and 39 to show the ultimate victory today of wanting to tie together the way in which Antichrist, the ten kingdoms, the king of the north that covenants with Israel, ties in with that horde that comes with the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Who is that prince? Well, those are subjects that lie ahead. Just let it be known as you read the newspapers today, God will consume history at a place called Armageddon. God will consume history where the leader of a vast army that includes the kings of the east and that horde that comes out of Russia with Persia and Ethiopia and Libya and Turkey and Gomer under an evil prince called Antichrist in Israel, a place called Megiddo. As you watch the news today and see a young line of Mediterranean nations that has been the fulcrum of power in the world, the United States, stand helpless while the Middle East shifts its power with Russia holding the keys, know this. The Bible saw it all before it happened. And the same Bible promises, we that are alive and remain before this can ever happen will be caught up ever to be with the Lord, which means we'll come back with Him as He executes judgment, and we'll be ruling and reigning with Him while the Jews bury the dead of the evil forces of this earth after God destroys them.